We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We got McCann and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have a quick update here in about 25 minutes. We'll get together on our CBS Eye on College Football Huge Four. Four best teams in the land. We do it each and every Saturday night during the college football season, but I don't think you can debate Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, and Ohio State. Oklahoma's knocking on the door. I like Auburn. That winner of the Iron Bowl this year could be the national champion. Notre Dame struggled with Ball State. Pretenders or contenders? They still won. Stanford looks solid. Penn State was awesome in the rain on the road in the second half at Pitt. Washington's another team that Chris Peterson has ready to maybe get back to the Final Four. Michigan State leading Arizona State right now. 3-0 in the desert. What game time temperature at 107 degrees. I don't even know if it's worth a debate right now on the top four. So our huge question of the night will switch to the opening weekend in the NFL, and we'll throw two questions at you. Who wins it all? Who will be the Super Bowl champions in February of 2019? I give Peterson and the Eagles a lot of credit with Foles. It shows what preseason means. Absolutely nothing. Defense looked playoff ready. Foles made plays when he had to. They got depth at the running back position. Their offensive line is solid. They have speed at the wideout position. And they could repeat. They're that good. They really are. Offensively, defensively, schemes. And Matt Ryan and the Falcons, they just can't do anything in the red zone. How do you not throw to Julio Jones all the time in the red zone? So I need your NFL champion, February 2019. And then on opening night, the next morning, headlines read that the NFL suffered their lowest opening night ratings in the last decade. Yet the ratings were what, still the highest rated sports program since the Olympics? I want to know, and I threw this question out on my statewide show in Michigan yesterday, are you losing interest in the NFL? We have the anthem debate, you have the concussion era, you have that 12 to 24 age group that's not engaged in high school or college football, that are gravitating to other sports and Fortnite. So I want you, the CBS Sports Radio listener, to tell me from a year ago, are you losing interest in the National Football League? You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I haven't lost interest. You know, I heard the fantasy football guys, they're probably right now in New York City going, wait a minute, is he talking about losing interest in the NFL? What are we going to do? What will we talk about on the podcast? Fantasy soccer? Fantasy lacrosse? How do we get to the 12 to 24-year-old? Let's go to John in Baltimore. Lacrosse season opens up tomorrow. Who's your fantasy lacrosse player? So you tell me, because I was still pumped up. I watched that game start to finish. It was boring. It was rain delayed. Seems we had TCU, SMU had a rain delay. When I was watching the start of the Eagles game, and it didn't start because of the weather, I was thinking that in the last, 2 years, I've seen more weather delay games than, ever before. Ever before. Everywhere you look. High school games, and I'm at a high school game, they got a weather delay. TCU, SMU, they have a weather delay down in the Metroplex for our listeners on 105.3. They were delayed. Everybody's in some sort of lightning or weather delay. It seems different than years gone by. The NFL is still the biggest sports product in America, even with Colin Kaepernick and the Nike commercial, which, by the way, when the story first came out that they were going to do a campaign with Colin Kaepernick, I thought it was just going to be about Kaepernick. And I'm thinking, all right, 30th anniversary, just do it campaign, and you're going to pick Kaepernick? You didn't pick a survivor of the Nassar scandal? You didn't pick somebody who really sacrificed a lot? And you know where I stand on Kaepernick. He has a right to his opinion. I didn't like the pig socks. He divided America. And he left the Niners on his own accord. I know he's going to get cut. He made millions playing football a game. There has been no change outside of dialogue. And I wish Colin would take his campaign, not to a Nike commercial, but take it to the streets of America where social justice is needed, where equality is still a foreign word to someone. Unfortunately, in America, there are spots in this country where that's the case. But doing a Nike ad in Times Square, wherever it was, isn't going to bring change in a city in Mississippi, Maryland, New York, or Illinois. It's not. So let's go. And when they announced this campaign, did they announce any charitable causes or the Nike Social Justice League or whatever they're going to do? Because the TV spot, I admit, and like I said, when it first was announced, I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, line up if you're on this side with Kaepernick and going to buy his gear at Nike, and you're on this side if, and it's basically the anthem debate now in sporting goods stores. But when I watched the spot when it came out on YouTube, there were some incredible stories in there about people who did sacrifice, who did overcome disabilities or bigotry or being told they couldn't do it. And I'm thinking Colin Kaepernick was a stud what at Nevada. He had a great start to his NFL career. What was his contract? $119, $120 million? He spoke out. He wore pig socks. He inflamed the debate, not just brought dialogue to the conversation. And I'm like, what did he sacrifice? What did he sacrifice? His career? Well, he's still fighting the NFL. I mean, he was known to be a backup quarterback. I mean, the Niners were going to let him go long before any of this collusion. Nobody, and again, there were coaches and teams who supported the anthem debate, and nobody still signed them. And we'll see what happens with the NFL lawsuit that now can proceed to whatever the next level of that is. But he didn't sacrifice anything. He opted out of his contract. And yes, we have pockets of America where racism is alive and well, and that's sad. And we have social injustice where people aren't treated in certain situations, not everywhere, based on the color of their skin, they're not treated fairly. So what we need to do is find a way to bring America together, not divide this country. Nike has a right to do it, and look at all the conversation that they've had in less than a week. Kaepernick, there's when you're young, they're in that shoe gear go zone of 14 to 30, early 30s. Everybody in that age group, you don't want to conform. It has been part of America. If you go back really to the 60s and 70s, 80s, 90s, millennials, you name it. Everybody has an era where through the music, through their actions, they just don't want to conform. You want to be rebellious. It's almost a God-given trait when you become a teenager. And Nike doesn't care about a 56-year-old. Actually, am I going to be 57 in 11 days? A 56-year-old and what I have to say about Nike. They want to sell shoes, they want to sell gear, and they want to be branded as something different. That's their right. Colin Kaepernick has a right not to protest during the national anthem at a sporting event, but protest the national anthem on his own time. He can do that. This whole debate is what I've said for over 3 years. To be effective, talk to me after the game, point out a situation, an arrest, somebody gunned down in cold blood, a school, a business, a situation, whatever you want to do. Tell me, Colin, tell me where we need change. Not a sweeping brush that paints white America as a bunch of racists or law enforcement as modern-day slave patrols, as Colin Kaepernick alluded to one time on Twitter. Tell me where we need to change. Where is it? Because every police officer is not a racist because they wear a badge. Tell me where we need to change. Why don't we get the NFL and everybody together and go to the streets of Chicago and allow people of all skin color and colors to live peacefully. Children to walk those streets and not worry about being gunned down in crossfire. Let's do it, man. Not just do it. Let's do it. Maybe Nike should use that. Colin Kaepernick has a right to free speech, but keep it away from the anthem and point it to something where we all can say, that's a travesty and we need change. The Nike spot, though, away from Kaepernick at the end, well, sacrifice everything. He sacrificed everything. You kidding me? How much you got in the bank? 80 mil? I don't know. If you were smart with your money, probably worry. You seem like an intelligent man. What did you sacrifice? You were on the back end of your career. Niners didn't want you. That was before they had Jimmy G on the radar. So you can join in. We have a lot to get to. Your Super Bowl champ. Are you losing interest in the NFL? And then tell me what Colin Kaepernick sacrificed, because he's bigger than life. His name is bigger than... I know he had the Super Bowl year with Harbaugh when they played the Harbaugh family in the Super Bowl. But he's bigger now than he was before. So what did he sacrifice? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are live across North America each and every Saturday night into an early Sunday morning, opening weekend of the NFL. Another big Saturday in college football. How about Eastern Michigan University knocking off Purdue in West Lafayette? A lot of talk about Jeff Brohm. I thought they're the next team in the Big Ten. They're 0-2 after losing at home to Northwestern and now Eastern Michigan University with a little maction in Northern Indiana. We do have our huge questions of the night. With the opening weekend in the NFL and opening night TV ratings at their lowest in 10 years, have you lost interest or are you losing interest in the National Football League from just 1 year ago? You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I also need your Super Bowl champ. I'm Huge Adamus, master of the prediction. I'll give you mine later. Who wins it all? Man, the way the Eagles played the other night, could they do it back-to-back? That NFC is going to be so tough. AFC... we don't know what we're going to get from the Patriots. We don't know, minus Le'Veon Bell, what the Steelers will do. And we don't know about that opener in Cleveland. They're saying, what, maybe 7 inches, 5 to 7 inches of rain and 40-mile-an-hour winds between now and tomorrow night on the shores of Lake Erie. Tennessee, Jacksonville, can Blake Bortles get to a Super Bowl? AFC's wide open. NFC is loaded. Loaded. And what about the Bears getting Khalil Mack? Will that defense be good enough to let Trubisky get them to the playoffs? I love it. Can't wait. Need your Super Bowl champ. And then I gave you my huge opinion to open this broadcast on Colin Kaepernick, and I'm just asking, what did he sacrifice to be a part of that Nike campaign? I would love your huge opinions. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Clay in Alabama. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I agree with pretty much everything you've said so far. He has not sacrificed anything. You look at the last contract that he received, he actually received $40 million of that contract over the last 3 years of his career. Over the last 2 years of his career as a starter, he won three games. His last two seasons as a starter, he won three games with a QBR of 46. There were a lot of quarterbacks who lost their jobs over that span, but I guess they don't receive the same media coverage. We don't even know their names because they didn't kneel during the anthem. And I just think it's egregious. And I have no problem with Nike endorsing Kaepernick. I do have a problem with them saying that he sacrificed everything, because he did not. He didn't. He wasn't a good quarterback. That's why he lost his job. There was no collusion. And I just don't see Jimmy Garoppolo showing us that San Francisco actually has some pieces that can perform and win games. He just wasn't a good quarterback. That's why he lost his job. And I'll hang up and let you talk from there.
Yeah, thank you, Clay, in Alabama, listening on Jocks FM out of Birmingham. I said this when the Kaepernick story first unfolded and his career was about to end in San Francisco. Why did he ever opt out? Why didn't he make the Niners cut him in one of the most liberal cities in the country? And I don't have an issue with people's views. It's your life. You're politically, you can do what you want to, okay? But it's Berkeley, it's San Francisco. They've always been on the edge of everything political. Why would you had to make them cut you? You opted out because did you think your value was sky high? I mean, no one signed you. Did you walk in and take an incentive-laden contract? We don't know yet. I guess we'll find out if this NFL collusion case gets to trial. But you opted out. You sacrificed everything. Man, you were on the backside of your career. You are a backup. Not even good enough to be a backup. But I know some will say, look at some of the bad quarterbacks. Well, if someone's in your system and they're on your practice squad and they were there for training camp and they knew you and you don't, and they're going to be a third stringer or a backup, are you going to take Kaepernick? Because look, we're talking Kaepernick right now. He did not sacrifice his NFL career by sitting down or taking a knee. Not at all. And that's my opinion, and I'm sticking with it. Mike in Chicago listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, good evening, Bill. I trust all is well with you and yours.
It's a beautiful day, great weekend, and I love being alive.
Yeah, and this next week the weather's going to be even better. So, you know, I find it bittersweet to watch NFL football these days. I am slowly but surely losing more and more interest in watching it.
Why?
Why? Because I love the national anthem. It gives me time to reflect and give respect and prayers to those who really sacrificed for our country. That's why I watch more baseball, because every game has a national anthem I can pay my reverence to. Okay. Now, social injustice, that's the topic with this protest going on. And yes, there is rogue police officers and racist police officers. There's no doubt about that. But the percentage of police officers who are involved in that bigotry attitude is very small, and it's fabricated and exaggerated by Black Lives Matter, okay? And what they should be really focusing on, these protesters, is to resist and focus on the 70% of black children who are fatherless in their households. That's the real social injustice that's out there. And 45% in the white community. That's a social injustice. What are we doing to our children? That's what we really need to be looking at here.
All right, Michael. Well, thank you for your huge opinion in Chicago, listening on AM 670, The Score, your radio home of the Chicago Cubs in the Windy City. Let's travel to Rhode Island. And Joe, thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Joey.
Hey, so like your last couple of calls, I absolutely agree with everything you said in terms of, you know, like, what did Colin Kaepernick sacrifice? He didn't sacrifice anything. And if anything, he's benefiting from this whole ordeal, because what's he getting now? He's getting endorsement deals through Nike. So he's making even more millions. And it's just ridiculous because the fact of the matter is there are people out there, like you said yourself, you know what I mean? Like you said, it's like, you know, if you kind of choose the face, like, you know, like for some type of stand like this, you know, choose somebody who's, you know, on the streets, like what you said, like somebody who's actually causing change. Colin Kaepernick has done nothing except take a knee during a national anthem and literally make millions of dollars off doing it, right? And it's absolutely ridiculous. However, though, the man who chose him as the face of this, you know, campaign, this, you know, media campaign or whatever, is a genius. He's an absolute genius because there's so much divide in this country. But you got to look at it. I mean, who's mad at Kaepernick? It's an older demographic. Like, oh, how do you disrespect the flag and our military? But with the uprising of this liberal movement and all these young people, choosing Kaepernick was a genius move.
Oh, I mean, hey, buddy, and thank you, Joey, in Rhode Island. It was a great move by Nike. Like I said, they're targeting, you know, a shoe buyer. So let's go, you know, mid-teens, right? You know, 15, 16 to 35, you know, maybe a little bit lower. That's it. They want to sell gear, the Kaepernick gear. People are going to fly it. They're going to wear it. Like I said, it's a, every generation has that rebellious side, and then you grow out of it when you're older. You do. We were all rebellious. I'm not going to listen to my parents. I'm not going to listen to that coach. I remember in, you know, junior in high school, I told Coach Andrus, he said, hey, Simonson, go run. I said, you know what? Man, I hit like 400 as a sophomore. I'm not running. He goes, you're off the team. As a matter of fact, I'm going to bring up your brother who's a freshman, and he's going to take your spot. And my brother went on to be a second-round draft pick of the Milwaukee Brewers and played baseball at Oklahoma State. Yeah, so that was pretty cool for a couple of years. Watch your brother like be All-State and All-American and scouts there, and I'm Bill the Bench Man. Matter of fact, I'm not even, yeah, I'm on the spectator bench. Yeah, I sacrificed for my brother. That's what I did. If you want to join us, we have our huge questions of the night. You tell me what Colin Kaepernick sacrificed to be the voice and the face of this Just Do It 30th anniversary campaign. Also, opening weekend NFL, ratings were down for the opening game, lowest in 10 years. Are you losing interest in the NFL? And if you are, why? And if you're not, tell me why. It's simple. And then your Super Bowl champ. In February 2019, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free hotline is brought to you by our good friends at Geico. 1-855-212-4227. There's a great way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. We do have our huge questions of the night. Who's going to be your Super Bowl champ in February of 2019? Who will rise above the rest? I love opening weekend NFL, college football in full swing. It's one of the best weekends of the year right there with the opening weekend of the NCAA men's tournament. The NFL had their lowest opening night ratings on Thursday night for the Falcons and the Eagles in 10 years. Still, the biggest sporting event on TV since the Olympics, or the highest rated TV show since the Olympics. I'm asking you, from last year to this year, have you lost interest, or are you losing interest in the NFL, or is everything cool and you're even more interested than you were a year ago? 1-855-212-4CBS, and then I delivered a huge opinion to start tonight's show on Colin Kaepernick, and I just want to know, what has he sacrificed that Nike said, you know what, he needs to be our spokesperson outside of moving gear and selling shoes? What has he sacrificed when he says sacrificed everything? I don't buy that. 1-855-212-4227. We got Jimmy G, James Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio, and McCann. I don't even know his first name. Everyone knows him as McCann. That's it. We just know him as McCann. That's all. Now let's go to Dean in Wisconsin. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Well, thank you. First time caller. I think he sacrificed his pride, but I don't think he really cares.
You talk about Kaepernick, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it a smart move by Nike? Was it a smart move by Nike to say he sacrificed everything and make him the front man for that campaign?
No, I don't think so. And I had a question for you about the... I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a team player because they say numbers never lie, and I agree because of the salary cap. He's making $134 million for the next 4 years. He is not a team player. He's a Aaron Rodgers player.
All right. Well, Dean, thanks for the call in Wisconsin. Aaron Rodgers is what? You know, we'll see if Brady still has it, so he's first or second in terms of the best player in the league. He deserved that contract with everything he's done for Green Bay. And did you see when he was hurt, Dean, what the Packers look like? I am curious to watch that Bears defense now with Khalil Mack. It's going to be a great game on Sunday night. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Dave in Detroit listening on 97.1 The Ticket here on the Saturday Night Heeled Show.
Hey, good evening, Phil. Yeah, I just want to say a couple things. With the ratings being down this first game, even though it was a great matchup, you just touched on it, though. It was the highest-rated sporting event, I believe, since the Super Bowl in this calendar year. And I'm more excited than ever, man. I don't care about the national anthem protest. I played my whole life. I'm 47 years old. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. It doesn't really bother me when them guys take a knee during the anthem because that's kind of what America's all about, you know, the First Amendment, free speech, and I can see where the NFL ownership doesn't like it because it's causing all this controversy that they don't really want. But it doesn't bother me. I'm very excited about the NFL. As far as Kaepernick, I don't hate him. I don't really approve of what he's doing. But, hey, if he can get paid from Nike, then good for him to go get that money. And then lastly, as much as I'd love to predict the Detroit Lions making it to their first Super Bowl ever, I honestly think, and I'm not saying this for dramatic effect, we got a possibility for an all LA Chargers versus Rams Super Bowl this year.
Yeah,
and
you know, All right, thank you, Dave, in Detroit listening on 97.1 The Ticket. Yeah, Chargers have the defense and Rivers. And like I said, that AFC is completely wide open. Pittsburgh with Le'Veon Bell, Bell Brown, and Big Ben, they should win it. Can they all stay healthy? Can Bell stay happy? And then what about the Patriots? That's Houston Texans talking about a team staying healthy. They could be there. Jacksonville, Bortles, they were close last year. Tennessee, great young talent, fantastic offensive line. And in the AFC West, I think the Chargers are the cream of the crop there. I love it. Big Sunday, doubleheader Monday Night Football. Sam Darnold and the Jets had the Detroit Lions. Let's go to Samuel in Chicago listening on AM 670 The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Heeled Show.
Hey, hello. Thank you for taking my call, first-time caller.
Welcome to the show, Samuel.
Thank you, sir. I just want to say I don't have no problem with what Kaepernick is doing because it's a peaceful protest. I'd rather have a peaceful protest than have a fight and division. And I don't see any way that is dividing the country. It's freedom of speech, and that's what is exercising. Just like my previous caller said, he sacrificed a lot because there are many subpar quarterbacks in the NFL right now that Kaepernick is way better than, and they still have a job in the NFL. So by him not getting a job, that means he sacrificed his chance for getting a job in the NFL, and that's my thought.
All right. Well, thank you, Samuel, and I appreciate you listening in Chicago on AM 670 The Score. I mean, he opted out. He left his contract. He opted out. Yeah, I know he was going to get cut, and people say he should opt out, agents and everything. He opted out. He wasn't denied a job. He chose to leave the Niners. And situational needs. Yeah, there are bad quarterbacks, but like I said, if they've been on the practice squad and they've been there and it's lower money, I don't know what Kaepernick was. You know, people say that, well, he wanted to be a starter or whatever, Seattle. And I don't know what he wanted. You know, is he better than Hundley, who Seattle got from the Packers? Yes, maybe. I don't know. I'm not working him out. I don't hate Kaepernick. What I hated were the peg socks or painting a broad brush that, you know, if you supported the flag, you supported oppression. Or that law enforcement were modern-day slave patrols. No. Well, what's that going to do to bring change? Come on. Well, what's that going to do? The pig socks, you know, the same NFL that allowed him to wear those pig socks at an NFL practice, they won't let Antonio Brown shake his booty in the end zone? You know, Kaepernick's not a victim. He chose this. Yes, it required some inner strength to do it, but not sacrifice. If it was stronger, I might buy that campaign from Nike. And in terms of, okay, you look at, there are a lot of bad quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, but then I look at the Browns watching Hard Knocks. They got Tyrod Taylor, Baker Mayfield, Drew Stanton. Pretty good trio. Would I put Kaepernick in front of any of those guys right now? Well, Baker Mayfield was overall number one pick. Stanton's a journeyman as a third guy, and Tyrod Taylor, you know, fits their needs. Wasn't bad in Buffalo. I just sacrificed everything. And Colin Kaepernick has given back, and that should be the focus on what he's done to help bring change. Like I said, with the NFL, if all these players use that microphone, use their Twitter feeds, use their social networks, their YouTube, their FaceTime, whatever, they could accomplish a lot more than kneeling or protesting during the anthem. Because you get these gold star families who have lost a son, a brother, an uncle, a nephew, a grandson, and that flag means something to them. That flag means something to them. That anthem means something to them. And I'll go to my grave that protesting during the anthem time and time again without a centered conversation piece is nothing but grandstanding. It's more about who's in the White House than bringing change to the streets of America. Wow, that was a good speech. Graceffo probably recorded that. McCann's like, wow, do I get to work with him? And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, the way I phrase that. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Birmingham, Alabama, and Leroy. Appreciate the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, how you doing today?
How you doing, Leroy?
Hey, I want to keep this positive. I'm listening to you, and I was riding. I'm a truck driver. And I want to ask you a question. I heard you make a statement that he divided the country. Now, I grew up myself in Alabama. I served in the military.
Thank you for serving our country.
I've lost family to the flag. Now, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I agree with everything he does. But I noticed myself, if you go back in history, and I heard you say you were 56, and I'm 58. When it was the Birmingham bombing, when it was the counter movement, when it was, you know, the country had been divided way before Kaepernick. It had been. When I was in Germany myself, I got treated much better overseas than when I come back here to the United States. So that's where a lot of it was based on and focused towards. And you know, as well as a lot of other people I've heard call in, it's not fair. It's not justice everywhere. No, it may never be in my lifetime. I'm not saying it will. But all I think his focus was is trying to bring awareness to it. Social media in the last few years have brought a lot of it to the top. A lot of it was hidden for years. It was.
Leroy, when I say he divided the country, the issue has divided. The anthem debate, you have to be honest, has divided the country. But more importantly, Leroy, at the age of 58, as a black man in America, served his country, and thank you for serving our country, do you feel you're still treated differently because of the color of your skin?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Where? Give me examples on a daily basis. Let me walk in your shoes and tell me on a daily basis where you feel you're treated differently because of the color of your skin.
Well, I'm not going to just sit here and say a daily basis I see this or feel that. But you know it's still there. I know it's still there. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that see that. But I'm not blaming nobody. I understand what it is. I have lived in Alabama my whole life. I grew up in West Alabama, you know, during the cotton era and all of this stuff. I understand it. And I'm not blaming nothing on it or not, you know, trying to make that a negative situation. It's a lot better than what it used to be. But where it need to be, it's a long way from that. You know,
and where does it need to go? Where does it need to be, Leroy? If we take away the anthem debate, and it's you and me, a black man and a white man in America, where does it need to go as quick as possible? You tell me.
Well, I think where it could go is equality for all. Now, I don't know where you're from or where you originated from or whatever.
Michigan. I grew up in the North. And, Leroy, one thing I'll say, that anybody who grew up in the South, anybody of color who grew up in the South, I can see why you would harbor resentment, why you would feel differently based on how long it took the South to try and catch up to the rest of this country when it came to racial equality.
Well, I'm not harboring no resentment. No, I didn't say that. No, you know, like I said, I enjoy the South. I had a choice to move to the North or stay in the South. I love the South. It's not it, every color you have bad people, and every color you have good people. That's just a way of life.
Amen.
We all know that.
That is so well said, Leroy. I have to get to a network break. I really appreciate your time, Leroy, and your honesty with me, and I'm glad we could go back and forth and have a conversation on a national show. Thank you so much.
All right, you have a good night.
You too, my friend, and thank you for serving our country, Leroy in Alabama, with another perspective. See, you get away from the anthem and you get to what really is the root of the issue. That's what needs to happen. That's it. I'm all for equality. Amen, Leroy. 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We're the only show based on huge opinions.